only hours, from now, and it's over. And that means we're going to enter into the new year of 2024. And we are to rejoice and be glad in 2024. And we're to look forward to what God is going to do in 2024. Because I'm telling you, God is going to do more in 2024. So rejoice and be glad. God has things under control. Always has. Always will. And especially for those that will obey him and will listen to his voice. He will keep you and he will protect you throughout 2024. What are we supposed to do in 2024? We're supposed to pray. We're supposed to obey. We're supposed to get out and vote in 2024. Amen. See, and those that make abortion the reason why they vote for someone to continue to murder babies, God is not going to put up with it. God is going to come down on them like the hammer of Thor in 2024. Boom! I mean, I can't even do the sound that's going to happen. When they cast that vote, they cast it wrong. I'm coming to tell you right now, Thor's hammer's going to fall. Yeah. Hallelujah. Let's enter into 2024 expecting. Expecting with a positive attitude. You know, because people expect negative. And guess what they get all the time? Negative, and they wonder why. So let's go in expecting with a positive attitude. Not with that same old, full of that all that negativity. No, that's the wrong attitude. The right attitude is positive. Always be on the positive side. Never be on the negative side. Choose to rejoice. Choose to be glad. And choose to be happy. Happy, happy, happy. Yeah. And I quote Phil Robinson on that. Okay. So quit worrying and being anxious. God's got the whole world in his hands, including each and every one of us. He knows our needs, and he promises to meet them. Amen? Because in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7 of the Amplified Classic Edition says, "Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance, in everything, by prayer and petition, definite request with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God." Because he knows your needs, but he wants to hear your wants. "And God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace which transcends all understanding shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." That says a lot there. Don't fret or have any anxieties about anything. And I like the Message Bible. The Message Bible says it like this. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns before you know it, and a sense of God's wholeness and everything coming together for good will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Less stress means better health for you in your physical body. 1 Peter 5:7, Amplified Classic Edition. Casting the whole of your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns once and for all on Him, for He cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Yeah, He does. Why are you carrying all these anxieties and worries? He doesn't want you to. Less stress means better health for you in your physical body. Isaiah 40, verses 29 to 31, King James, New King James. He gives power to the weak and to those who have no might. He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. See, they will be exhausted, it means. But those who wait on the Lord. Now, to wait on the Lord in Psalms, it's 6960, and it means to expect. It means to expect. Tim, when you wait expecting.
Exactly.
And what are you expecting? Positive,
exactly.
Not negative.
Right.
They shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. And that means you'll be able to go up and soar as an eagle does. An eagle soars high, high in the sky, close to the sun. And we will do the same thing, going closer to God as we soar on eagle's wings. And they shall run, and they shall not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Less stress means better health for your physical body. Hallelujah. So in 2024, no, God's going to do more.
Nice. Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Now, Kenneth Copeland, I'm going to give you something that he gave a word for 2024. Okay? This is Kenneth Copeland now. He says, for 2024, we're standing on victory's shore, and the clouds on the horizon are for rains of His glory. The glory is falling, the glory of the living God, that in a wilderness it was a fire by night and a cloud by day. And as people walked through the wilderness, He was always there. The glory was always present. We'll see this in 2024 and 2025. Great and wonderful and marvelous things are happening in the spirit realm and the natural realm, but more especially in the financial realm. For it is a great breakthrough for God's people financially that will listen to Him and listen to His word and realize the power of biblical prosperity. The people of faith in 2024 will be standing on victory's shore. Launch out into the deep and reap mercy's glory. Or glimmer, I'm sorry. Launch out into the deep, walking by faith. Living in a place where the devil has no honor and cannot touch. That place is victory sure in 2024. The miracles of my hands, saith the Lord, shall rise strong and filled with fire, that those that come to me, living a life of dire, will fall on their face on victory's shore in 2024. So tell everyone you know and everyone you see, victory is for you and victory is for me. Because I'm standing on victory's shore in 2024. This nation is being changed by the hand of the living God. And over it, He has stretched forth his hand like a mighty rod. He has brought us up to a place where the covenant he will honor. So the nation is standing on victory's shore. This year will change many, many times and many, many things. A great outpouring in the United States that began at Ashbury, and Israel gets attacked by terrorists. But this is of the waters of Noah unto me, saith the Lord. Terror shall come, oppression shall surely come, but not by me. For I have sworn, that's God, that I will not be angry nor wroth with thee. My power has not waned, my arm is not short. So take the high ground and stand on victory's shore in 2024, a year when the glory shall manifest, for Emmanuel is here. Now, with that, we look and turn to Isaiah 54. Because I want to show you something. Sing, O barren, you who have not borne. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not labored with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stocks. For you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the cities inhabited. Speaking. For your maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. And your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth. For the Lord has called you like a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, like a youthful wife when you were refused, says your God. For a mere moment, I have forsaken you. For 3 days. For 3 days, he was in the belly of the earth. 3 days and three nights. But with great mercies, I will gather you. While a little wrath, I hid my face from you for a moment. But with everlasting kindness, I will have mercy on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. For this is like the waters of Noah to me. And listen, for as I have sworn that the waters of Noah would no longer cover the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be angry with you nor rebuke you. Are you listening? For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace, nor shall my covenant of peace. This is the first time that God, Elohim, made a covenant after the flood. The very first one. And it was one of peace. Peace for us. Nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. O you afflicted one, tossed with tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay your stones with colorful gems and lay your foundations with sapphires. I will make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of crystal, and all your walls of precious stones. Now these here are promises coming up. All your children shall be taught of the Lord. Hallelujah for that, huh? And great shall be the peace of your children. That's a promise from God. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear. For from terror, for it shall not come near you. These are promises from God. Indeed, they shall surely assemble, but not because of me, he says. Whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. Behold, I have created the blacksmith who blows the coals in the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the spoiler to destroy. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the saints of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Ho! Verse 55, I like this, 55. Ho! Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you, who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. And how do we do that? By faith. We do that by faith. We do that by faith. And Kenneth Copeland says this. He says, for those that don't walk by faith in 2024, it's going to be rough. Amen and amen. So it's a time of prayer. So let's pray. Let's do some praying. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this year of 2023. Lord God, we've seen you do so many miracles, so many miraculous things, Lord God, that we just stood in awe. Sometimes we didn't even realize it. It took time to sink in, Lord God, because we are human. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you identify with us. You sent your son, and he became flesh, just as we are. He knows how we think. He knows how we operate, Lord. And we thank you that he's there working within us to teach us and give us the ability to grow and to be stronger as we move forward into 2024, looking for more and more and more and more of what you have for us. We're looking forward to more miracles, more financial breakthroughs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord God. We thank you for the more breakings that we see, Lord God, in people's lives. We see your breakthroughs coming for them, more and more and more what you have for us. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you as we look forward to what's going to happen within our nation. We thank you, Heavenly Father, we can see that America is being saved. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we know that we are getting back to the foundational principles of this land. It was established on your word. And Lord God, our forefathers knew that we could not succeed without your divine intervention, Lord God. So we thank you as you continually have your hand upon this nation, because this nation was established to work and to do what you have called us to do. And that is to take the word, Lord God, around this world, and to make sure that we get involved in it. Lord God, we can go out in our streets. There are people that still come to the Walmarts, Lord God, and they don't know the Lord. And that's our opportunities. And you will present those opportunities to us. But Lord God, we're out, and to make sure that we take it to the outward nations, we do that when we financially support ministries like Kenneth Copeland Ministries, like, Living Word International, hallelujah. We there's so many that we can, Lord God, where we choose. Lord God, there's many, but there are many people out there. There are billions that we look forward to having saved during this revival that we are in right now. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that it is your outpouring, that has been poured out amongst the people and on each and every individual, old and young alike, Heavenly Father. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for the visions you're going to be giving to many of these young people and to the old people, Lord God. You're going to let us see into the future, Heavenly Father, as we watch and know what you're doing. We know and we can see the future. And the future's good. The future's positive for us. Devil wants to tell us, and he can only operate in lies. He wants to tell us that it's not true. He's telling us that, you know, you're not in control, but we know that you're in control. Because we believe that, we speak it, we pray it, and we have faith in you. We have faith in Almighty God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the wonderful counselor, hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you for the mighty God and for the Prince of Peace, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Yes, you are a mighty God. And your return is being brought on with great expectation, Lord God. We know that when Jesus comes back, hallelujah, there will be hell to pay. And when he's done, it is his peace that we'll see. But Lord God, we can rejoice in knowing that we can have peace now as long as we trust him, long as we put our confidence in him, knowing that he'll bring us through this. He'll bring us through any trial, tribulation, anything that we're facing. Lord God, we should not go into 2024 with any anxieties or any worries. No, you know, 2023 is over here in a few short hours. And there's nothing we can do about changing anything about 2023. What happened in 2023, I believe, was all under your guidance. It didn't get out of control. It sounded like it did. But I believe, Lord God, that you let us see what can really happen. And we can see the correction that you're making. We can see the people that you're putting into office. We can see how you brought those into the Supreme Court that needed to be there for such a time as this. Because we need holy people, conservative people, hallelujah, born again, spirit-filled justices who sit on the Supreme Court. So we thank you, Father God, that you continually give wisdom to those on the Supreme Court. Even those that are so far left, Lord God, we pray that you soften their hardened hearts. You bring them around, Lord God. You open their eyes so they can interpret exactly what the Founding Fathers put down for our Constitution under your guidance. Because they gave you the honor for that. And they know, Lord God, that it takes what you have to make this nation great. Hallelujah. For blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And you are our Lord. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Father God. We praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you that you are turning things around, Lord God. Not in circles, but they're doing a 180. Not a 360, 180. We're getting back on track. We as individuals, Lord God, repent to you because of our lack of prayer, because of our lack of being in your word. Lord Jesus, we just ask, and we know that if we ask, that you are faithful and just to forgive us. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we're going to grow, each and every one of us. In our own spiritual lives, we will grow. Lord God, and as husbands and wives, we're going to grow together. We're going to be a dynamic duo for you. You're going to heal marriages through the year of 2024. You're going to let us see how strong we are together. Greater are we together than we are divided. It works in all the different principles. So it works right in our marriages. So Lord God, we thank you. That is your peace. That is at the center of our marriages. It is Christ who is at the center of our marriages. We thank you that Christ is the center of all our relationships with the people that we know, Lord God, for our friends, for our neighbors, for our families. We thank you for that. Oh, Lord Jesus, we just rely on you for it all. It all fell on your shoulders, and you are well able to carry it. So we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. So pranda brigese te morando brigandese te. Librando riete nombranda brigandese te. Alumbrando brigande nombragando. Librando brigando donbrakanda. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I thank you. And Lord, God has said there are others out here who want to pray for something. And you're being held back. Don't let the devil hold you back. You got words to pray? You say it. If it's three words, you say it, he said. He wants to hear from you tonight. He says, this is the year you shake it off so you can enter in to what you want to be and you can be bold as a lion through me, he says, as you step into 2024. You will go forth as a warrior, as a conqueror through me, he says. I will take you beyond what you even think you can do because with me, governing you, you will be able to do more in the year of 2024 if you just step out. You have to step out. It's your choice, he says, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So prata mregetete. Yebrotum bregene bregandum, drabaragandum, debreendem, rosotum reendala cambregete. Cedro cum bregende, mregende, brocotundara quebra, candora, cubra, candora. Debra condo lo cobra canda la quebra canto debra canto tre sebra canto la co debra canto brama la co debra kite debra canto. Hallelujah. Elder, you got something? Deacons, you got something? What are you not praying? Pray. Time to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all got holy on me there. Hallelujah.